Moms, we are shifting our perspectives and letting shit go. I'm Bridget.
I'm Kat.
And today we are approaching, approaching spring, kind of in spring, except you wouldn't be able to tell because I have this blanket and I'm freezing. And going into summer and body, showing more skin, body yaddies.
Body so we're issues. About
body image.
And issues.
And issues that we might have.
Yeah, I think it's a good topic to have definitely
when you're trying on those shorts or you're trying on that bathing suit and you're like, oh.
Mm-hmm. It's always coming out of like, you know, seasonal depression, hibernation.
Oh, yeah.
Just a bunch of bears in our caves coming out. And then we're like, damn.
Yeah.
Shorty got thick.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. How come my jeans can't button? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, you've been eating Christmas cookies since Christmas, and it's now the middle of March.
Yeah. I think it's interesting, though, like when you start to see the sun, there's like this shift.
Oh, my God. The first.
I'm going to be healthier.
Yeah.
It's like immediate with the sun. It's immediate with the sun, and you just feel it. And you're like, this vitamin D is giving me all this glory and all this rage. And
it's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
It is the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
The immediate mood boost on a day that's above 50 and not windy here, I could do anything that day.
Mm-hmm.
I can accomplish whatever I want because I'm just so fucking happy and positive.
It's crazy what the sun can
do. It's insane.
Which is why we talk to you want to live on the equator. So it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be like warmer. And as if you're viewing, I'm literally wrapped in a blanket and I'm sniffling. I don't have a cold. I'm just fucking freezing.
I don't know if they have the heat on in our office building. It doesn't feel like it. My hands are actually like ice cold.
Yeah.
But outside, I'm pretty sure it's 37 degrees and super windy.
Right. And there's been snow across the United States this past week, and I'm not here for that.
No, my parents got a ton of snow in New Hampshire, and they're getting 10 to 12 more inches Saturday. And they were clear. It was clear.
10 to 12?
Mm-hmm.
That is so excessive.
My dad's like, thank God I have a generator.
A generator.
Gotta love you, David.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It's crazy, though.
It's nuts.
So I'm glad it's sunny for sure. But warm weather, yeah. I don't love being hot. I hate being hot.
Right. That's where we're different there
again.
I would
love to be cold. I don't want to be freezing. I don't want to go to, like, Antarctica. And like have icicles coming off of my nose boogers.
Ew. Is that real?
Yes.
No.
Like, no, literally any type of perspiration or anything freezes like automatically in some places of the world.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it on movies. I thought that was just like for a dramatic effect.
No, it's legit.
That's hilarious. I will never go there.
No. So, but yeah, I'm actually going to DR next month.
Right.
On vacation.
So fun.
Super excited about it. It's my parents' like first real vacation ever.
Wait,
they've never gone on. They went to some place in California once.
What about growing up? Did you guys go on family vacations?
Like we did to like a lake or something. This is their first like real
like
vacation.
A tropical
like,
vacation,
tropical, like
all inclusive.
We went to Florida once when I had a softball tournament.
Yeah,
and we made it into a vacation then, but that's like it.
I'm so excited for them.
Yes. No, this is like big.
This is big time.
Big time. And we're going big time. We're being bougie first class.
Oh,
we are
bougie.
Not, and we are not bougie people, but we, you know, well, it's like we're celebrating. My parents both are just retired.
Yeah.
You know, it's their first real vacation. It's an all-inclusive resort. We went there last year. So knowing they would like to come this year, I'm like, let's do it.
That's awesome.
So excited. But back to the body image issue, like I just, being in a bathing suit is like painful for me. Painful.
And why?
I just feel so exposed, so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. I've never liked it.
But there's so many varieties
even
of
if
bathing suits.
It doesn't matter. There's something about just.
Is it like a. Of course, I can't think of the word. Like a vulnerability.
Vulnerable.
Thing?
Like I don't like vulnerable? It. I feel very exposed. I feel like
to other people's view, or like to like the toxins of the world, because I could see you being like, my body's getting, my thighs are getting polluted.
Not the toxins. It's like other people just seeing me. I don't like it. I also don't like to see me in a bathing suit.
Right.
As well.
I think I would assume a small portion of humans actually enjoy seeing themselves in a bathing suit. And I think that goes for men and women. Mm-hmm. Like, I know some guys that are just like, oh, my love handles. I'm like, bro, where? Mm-hmm. Or like back rolls, or like, have you ever heard of like turkey tits on guys?
What are turkey tits?
It's like when your like man boob is a man boob and it looks like just a turkey breast.
Oh, I didn't think, I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't know if it is a thing, but somebody said it once and I think it's great, but who cares?
You know what's funny about that? And I don't know if this is for everyone. Mm-hmm. I actually know it's for everyone. Women are way more critical on themselves, way more judged than men.
Yeah, for sure.
Like a man is out here and I'm like, I didn't notice your turkey tits.
Right. Or your beer belly.
But you noticed my cellulite. And right. You noticed that my toenails weren't painted. And you noticed, you know, it's like, go, go, go. Like,
yeah.
And people are always like, women are just crazy. And I'm like,
crazy? Yeah, like with we
that
are.
Stuff. And I'm like, but who's putting that on us? It's been so ingrained in us.
Yeah, it's each other. It's society. It's men. It's all the things.
All the things. Yeah. And it's like, I would love to just be like, fuck off. This is me. Don't give a shit. Didn't shave my pits today. Don't care. Didn't paint my toenails. Mm-hmm. Don't care. Cellulite is popping off today.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Tiger stripes. All
love
of
it. Like, one day, that's my goal, is to get there. I feel like I get a little bit better with the older I get, and just, I don't know. I feel like I'm a pretty like confident person, mm-hmm. but put me in a bathing suit and I'm like the most uncomfortable, not confident. It's just,
you're like a turtle without its shell.
Literally, I feel vulnerable and gross. I hate it. Like, it's the worst. And I'm about to have a week of bathing suits.
So, okay. So, did you go shopping for new bathing suits?
Yes.
Of course. We have to. Mm-hmm. It's like you have
to
do it.
I feel like you have to.
You have to do it.
You have to.
So, what is your go-to bathing suit combo? Is it like a one-piece? Is it like...
I always do a two-piece because I have like a flat stomach. So, I feel like you should kind of show off what your best asset is.
Okay. I would agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I do have a couple one-pieces that are like cute.
Yeah.
But I feel like, show off the fucking stomach.
Right.
Because that's my smallest feature.
Okay. So then what else? So two-piece.
Like a two-piece.
Like tankini, like bikini. Like, what are we talking?
Just a bikini.
Okay.
Like a just very plain bikini.
Okay.
And I've tried on a million different kinds and nothing has ever made me be like, wow, I can't wait to wear this. I'm like, wow, I hate it a little less.
Is it a color thing? It's just about the bathing suit.
It's just about the bathing suit. It's about feeling so exposed. My whole body. Like, I want to be out there in a surf suit. I would feel so comfortable.
In a wetsuit?
Yes.
Jesus.
I would feel so comfortable. And I don't know. I've always felt this way. I've just always felt. Maybe it's because my brothers literally used to call me thunder thighs when I was younger.
Oh, I got double back.
Like everything.
I had flat chest. Mm-hmm. And I always had, always. Dude, I'm just picturing you on a beach. Everybody else is like in a tropical environment. Well, you're in a tropical environment as well. Everybody has their bathing suits on, you know, they're just enjoying the sun. And you have little flippers on with a full wetsuit and goggles. And you're like chasing your kids on the beach.
And who's living their best life? Me.
No!
I'd be living my best life.
How warm would you be? You'd be, that's like Under Armour. Isn't it? Like, it's
guess who's thick. Not getting skin cancer?
I mean, fair, but at what cost? Could you imagine the family picture on the beach?
Looking like Scuba Steve.
Literally.
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Know. It's just, there's something. I just.
All right.
I got to work through it. I know it's something that, I just see other people and I'm like, why can't I be them?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why can't I? And they might even struggle with the same shit, but they look like they have this like confidence in them.
Yeah, I feel like it's almost like a mental shift or like a mental process you have to go through of just like owning it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is my role. This is my stretch mark. This is my...
I have Hillary Clinton legs.
Scar even. Like,
I have no shape, Hillary Clinton legs.
You have some shape. No, it's there a little bit.
Yeah. I got to work on it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Or don't.
Who,
literally nobody fucking cares. Literally nobody cares.
No, but I care.
I know you care. But you need to get over it. Because I promise you, nobody else is looking at you because everybody's worried about themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's on just a selfish society.
You weren't lying. I feel warm.
Okay. So yes. I purchased these Truly Unruly's. So my one group of friends who I go to a good amount of concerts with, we are going to Nicki Minaj in a couple of weeks. I'm really pumped. And they're like, we need the Truly Unruly's. They saw them on the internet. And I'm like, I've never heard of these. So I go to the store this week and I see them and I'm like, oh, you know what? Let's try them out because I can't go into a drinking situation not knowing the effects of said alcohol on me.
Smart.
Well, we've made some mistakes to get to this point. But now in my mid 30s, I'm like, you know what? Let's try these out to see how these affect me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you my toes were numb after not even a full one, it next level.
I feel warm. This is great. Are you
it's like the
up?
White Claw Surge.
Yeah.
Have you had those?
Mm-mm.
So these are 8% compared to, I think, like 5%.
Yeah.
That extra 3.
Did you have to, what was the cost difference?
What do you mean?
Because you're getting more, a higher percentage in alcohol. So I wonder how much like a 8-pack of Truly is.
Oh, interesting.
5% versus something to think about.
Something to think about. I mean, I think the, was it 12-pack was like $22.
Okay. We can work with that.
Yeah. I mean, cheaper than getting
them
out.
I mean, you just need one.
You literally need one. And like,
that's amazing.
We're not lightweights, I feel
no,
like.
No, I feel like I'm like getting warm.
You're getting toasty.
Mm-hmm. Feels
yeah.
great.
I'm getting a little toasty too, which is great because I'm literally was shivering earlier.
I came in and I was
sitting
like,
on a conference call
me?
Like
she's like, I'm in a blanket, I can't move.
I couldn't, it was so cold. But yeah, these are pretty good. And so it's a variety pack of 4 different flavors. And you know when you get a variety pack, there's always one or two flavors
hate.
Where you're like,
mm-hmm.
ew,
like black cherry, anything makes me want to just
see. And I love black cherry.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, black cherry, bam a lamb. Whoa, black cherry, bam a lamb.
So good. But this one is, there's citrus crush, there's strawberry something, there's a berry, and then there's a tropical one that's kind of like
strawberry smash.
Smash.
Citrus crush. So what if the other two are like smashing?
Like
crushing?
Probably like mixed berry blast and tropical trashed, because that's what will happen.
Or tropical thunder.
Tropical thunder. But yeah, these are,
yeah,
I think they're worth it.
I think after a couple of these, I'd be in a bikini with no problems.
No cares in the world.
That's going to be my thing. I'm just going to get a little buzz on because we have four grandparents
yeah.
to watch the children.
Dude, you'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
Yeah. Get a little, what are they called? Ranch waters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they're, solid. You know what's funny? They have Dominican water and it's their Presidente.
Yeah, it's good.
So it's good. It's such a light, refreshing beer.
Oh, what? Presidente, not Dominican water.
They call Dominican water. They call Presidente their beer.
Oh,
Dominican water because it's
that was
like
over my head.
Oh, I thought you. Yeah, no, it's like just drink this beer. It's like water.
Okay,
it's,
which is fair. It
yeah,
is.
It's light. It's refreshing. It's crisp, and compared to all the other drinks, they'll give you.
But you know what
you
ranch water
need,
is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Ranch water is good, but it's tequila.
It doesn't
it?
Bloat me.
Mm-hmm. I don't love tequila.
It's tequila. A little bit of lime and some club soda.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It's like a skinny marg, but not.
But not.
It's nice.
It's a little more water.
It's very nice. Dude, my nose is running. This is like
how did you?
How did I?
How did you, like, how do you deal with body image issues, especially with being a parent?
Mm. Okay. In like what ways? Always?
So, let's first touch on how you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
If you had anyone, whether it be a parent
mm-hmm.
or family member, saying, mm-hmm. anything about your parents, because we've all been there. It's different now. And how that translates over into how you want to be as a mom with your daughter.
Great, great question,
Kat. I'm like an interviewer here, and you're my interviewee.
Great question. So growing up, I was always tall for my age, much like my daughter, and just like more shapely. Even so, I had a SpongeBob era, which we'll take that era out because that was just squareness, literally. But there was times before that and times after that where it was just like, I've always had a bigger butt, smaller waist, head, and bigger thighs. And it is what it is. But it was like, oh, you shouldn't wear that. Like, make sure you get boy shorts to cover up. I'm like, it's a pool party of 10-year-olds. Why do I have to go into Deb and get this gross tropical boy short pattern? And then I feel like boy shorts make your assets look bigger.
It does.
Especially with a blue tropical pattern on it.
Doesn't help like anyone.
No, it's gross. So I think some of that stuff, right? Like growing up, and then it stays with you and you're like, oh, I have bigger thighs, I have bigger butt. I have to cover it up. I have to hide it. It's like there's extents to hiding it, and there's extents to like that really getting into your mental and then causing other issues too, right? Also being flat chested for majority of my life. That was something where, like, the miraculous Victoria's Secret bombshell bra. Trick that was.
That shit will make your A's look like C's.
Yeah. And so I got really good to the point where now I contour my face. I used to contour my chest to make it look like I had boobs.
The effect of, like, the lines to look
I was ahead of my time. Yeah. And I had no idea. Like, in high school. Why?
Because you felt the need to have to do
it. I felt the need. Because I've always wanted a boob job since I was like 12 or 13. I never got one. But I'm like, still on the table. But yeah, so I think a lot of that goes into kind of how you feel as an adult. Because that stuff doesn't really go away. Especially with like social media coming out when we were like, what, in college? And then you're seeing everybody, but they're only posting their best selves, or they're face tuning themselves, or they're editing, and you're like, oh, well, if they look like that, like I should look like that too. It's like, no, you should look how you look. That's period.
It's so hard to stay that way though. But social media,
it is. But at the end of the day, you have to look, if you want to consume stuff on social media, I think go ahead and do it. But then you can also censor certain stuff too.
Do it with mindfulness of saying, everyone is putting stuff out there that they want to be seen. It's not, even the pictures were like, this is me before.
Right.
And this is me after. It's still not their full.
You can suck in. You can tilt a certain way. You can do all this stuff. It's like.
Social media has become, it might be like a really good place in some aspects. Look at, we're on social media. Like, I get it. But in some ways, it's so harmful. Especially to youth who don't understand that it's a fucking lie.
Well, that's the other thing too. So even with like makeup and stuff in my household. So I love makeup. I love hair. I love products. Like just something that brings me joy. So from a young age, my daughter would get into my makeup and play with it. And I'm like, it's fine. Now she has like her own little makeup bag and like some little brushes. But I make it a point to say this is something we do for fun, not something that's needed.
Yeah.
So like before we leave the house, twice, she's like, oh, mommy, I have to put my makeup on. I'm like, for what? She's like, well, we're going to go to the store. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't have makeup on. You don't have to put makeup on. I'm like, do you want to do it like for fun? She's like, because I was like, we have to go. Like, we're on a time crunch. I'm not sure how long it takes you to put your makeup on. Because she'll do it when I'm due mine.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, no, I don't have to do it. I'm like, okay, good. Like, let's fucking roll. But it's almost like programming.
It is.
And training not only your brain, but then I think also your child's brain. And that goes for boys and girls.
And that's how we were trained though, right? And, like, we're breaking,
and I don't want anything to be taboo. Like, I know some parents are like, my kid can't wear makeup or they won't wear makeup. It's like, okay, that's your choice.
If you say no, they want to do it more.
They want to do it. And that's guess what? My daughter is going to be wearing sparkles on her eyes.
Yes, it's fine.
It's a little bit of blush. I'm not having her fucking contour her face.
No.
Or we're not doing like foundation. It's like fun, light.
She's fun. Sage has makeup too.
It's a way to express yourself.
She's three and she does her brother as well.
Yeah, that's what I say. I'm like, it's a way to painting your nails. Mm-hmm. We have hair tinsel.
Same thing.
Like, yeah.
And I just think if you withhold and you say no, or you give them a reason to not do it,
yeah,
they want to do it more. Or then they have it in their head that there's something wrong with that.
Right.
And then they're looking at you saying, but you do it.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. So there's all these things with parenting that you don't know getting into it.
Oh,
they
see
everything. They know everything. Even, you have to be open. You have to be honest. You have to have discussions and say like, hey, that's not okay to do that. Like, we don't talk about, I don't even think my kids like know the term fat.
Mm-hmm.
It just hasn't come up.
Yeah.
Like we just say, oh, they're just bigger than you.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's like, I have scales in my house, which I know is a lot of people are like, that's a big no now, especially for a young girl. It's like, for me, if I don't have a scale, I'm not weighing myself once a week, I fall off the train so hard and I would be 300 pounds within 2 months.
It keeps
easily.
It keeps
me on track.
Which is fine.
But when she steps on it, I'm like, let's see how strong you got.
Love it.
And she'll be like, oh, mommy, I'm 7.3 strong. I'm like, that's awesome.
See, that's amazing.
But it's like shifting from
how much
big
you weigh.
Are you? How heavy are you? It's like,
how strong are you?
And also, you're not heavy. You're light. Like, I could lift you, well, with two arms, not one arm.
Yeah.
Like, but it's also a shift from the way I was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And even my mom's generation and her grandparents and their side generation of, like, the language that they even use.
Always.
Of, like, oh, look at your belly. Why are we looking at her belly?
Mm-hmm. It became such the norm of to always, like, point things out. But it's like it eventually becomes unhealthy.
Yeah. Like, oh, you're such a big girl.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Compared to what? You? Because no, she's small. Compared to who? You know what I mean? It's
I know. And it is. Like, listen, she's tall.
Right.
Like, oh, she's tall for her age.
She has
is
broad
way
shoulders.
Above. She's at 100 percentile.
Yeah.
Like, oh, easily. If they had an overage, she'd be over it.
Yeah, 100%.
But like, she's healthy, she's happy, she's good.
Yeah.
And I think it's all these other outside factors that end up messing up with that. And it's like, I grew up that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Of just like, oh, maybe you shouldn't eat that.
Right.
But I also grew up with like my parents always took family in. And I'd have like my aunts who were like pretty and like, I just wanted to be them. And I'd look in the mirror and I'm like, ugh. Like I play sports.
You compare.
And I'm kind of like I was a super tomboy.
Yeah.
And then I remember just being like, but like, why don't boys like me? And I'd look in the mirror and be like, wish I was more like them.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that way anymore. I'm like, I'm fine.
You're like, check me out in my scuba diving outfit.
Check me out as Scuba Steve because you'd still want this. But it's like, I feel fine in that way. But I definitely think I grew up with some body issues of just like being vulnerable and in a bathing suit. And what are people going to say? What are they thinking?
Yeah.
And I around my kids, I never say like, I'm not eating that. Like, because I need to lose weight.
Right.
Like nothing. Like, mm-hmm. So the kids will eat whatever they eat. And I'll like make a salad with some grilled chicken on top. And I'm like, mommy just really loves salads.
Yeah.
You know, you want to try it? But
right.
I do actually love
salads.
No,
I love
like,
salads
it's not
too.
To lose weight Izzy's or anything.
Izzy's called me out on that before.
Yeah. If they see you eating something different, they're like, what are you doing? Why is it so healthy? Why are you eating salads?
She'll go, we'll go out to dinner. And like, if there's a good beet and like goat cheese salad on the menu,
sold.
Done. Mm-hmm. I'm adding chicken or shrimp and that's it. So we're at this restaurant and I'm like, yeah, I'll have. I was like, what are you going to get? Of course, like
chicken
spaghetti
fingers.
And meatballs.
Like,
okay, great. Shocker. Mm-hmm. Then she's like, what are you going to get? I'm like, I'm thinking about this salad. She goes, again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh no, what do I do? Because I really want the beets and the goat cheese.
It's so good.
And I'm like, I guess I'll get chicken parm.
Uh-huh. You felt pressured by a
6-year-old. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I just got she peer pressures me a lot, if I'm being really honest with myself and with our viewers and you. But yeah, I didn't want her to think, I don't know.
No, but you didn't want her to think that you like had to eat the salad and she was eating pasta and you didn't want to give her a complex.
Right.
And then she gave you a complex.
And then she gave me a complex. And then the chicken parm, it was good until it wasn't.
Yeah.
Later on, it's filling. I was gassy.
Yep. And it's not good. No, not good for anyone after. Good at momentarily, as all things are. It's hard though. Like I try to never say like anything about my body or anyone's body, like in front of my kids.
How is it different with, so you have a boy and a girl. Mm-hmm. How is it different with them, if at all? I'm just not sure.
I think the only thing that's different is in my head. Mm. Because like when I look at Knox, I'm like, fine. Because like, I think that's like society around men. He's fine.
Also extremely petite for.
Yeah, he's just like. He literally is just like a solid beanpole. Yeah. Like he's strong, but he's like a beanpole. Yeah. And then I have Sage and I look at her and I'm like, damn, girl. Like she is my body.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's not thickums.
Like, she's not. But that's the thing. Like, I think both our girls, they're not.
No, they're roly polies.
They're just thick.
They're thick. They're healthy. They're fine. But when I look at her and I think of me, I'm like, I just hope. She always loves her body.
I know. In the same way.
I'm going to be really good about saying, like, you're strong, you're beautiful, you're kind. Like,
but you know there's going to be kids.
But there's going to be kids who might say other things. Mm-hmm. So I think it's about just constantly, like, reassuring her and being, like, you know, making sure she knows she's more than, like, her body.
Totally.
Taking care of her body. I try to be, like, our bodies are really important to us. They're all we have. That's why, like, I talk always about what they eat when they constantly want to eat, like, things. So I'm like, that has so much red dye in it.
Dude, your red dye crazy recently.
It all stems from my brother having, he is allergic to red dye.
Oh.
Yeah. Hardcore allergic. Like, he would give us all his red and pink Starburst growing up because he would be so sick.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But then when you read that it's petroleum. And all these things that make it, and I'm like, you could just be using beet juice,
right,
to color all your products, whatever. So I'm not like, I'm honestly not that crazy. Like I know they're getting all these things in other places. Mm-hmm. That's fine. So at home, I try to not do that.
Yeah.
But I try to just remind them that their bodies are strong. Their bodies need to stay healthy. Like, it's not about, like, looks.
Oh no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even Knox went to the dentist this morning, and I'm like, your teeth look good. Your teeth look strong. Like, you know, you have to keep brushing. Mm-hmm. And like the dentists, they're so great there. They clap. They do all these crazy things. It's
amazing. Kids' dentist was not like that when I was little.
No.
My dentist when I was little, I had to change twice because they were assholes.
Oh, no. This is like a pediatric dentistry. No.
So was this. It had toys and everything. It was a real scam because you go in and you're like, this looks so great and so awesome. And then you get back there and they're just... Even my mom was like, I don't like the vibes.
Did you fart?
No.
I smell something terrible.
Really? I don't smell it. And if I did, it would be trapped under this blanket.
I'm like, girl, please tell me.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I would tell you.
Oh, you would. You would look at me and be like.
You'd probably hear it if I'm being really honest.
Gas queen.
Yeah. I've been less gassy since those probiotics, though. So shout out to you.
And you're not drinking beer.
Not drink beer. It's really sad, honestly.
I love beer.
I can't drink it. It makes me, my stomach upset almost. Mm-hmm. Like, I just am gross. It's grossing me out. But these are kind of like beers. They're at the beer distributor.
They are not beers.
They're not. They're malted beverages.
They're fine. They're not a beer.
Somebody tell us what the difference is because I don't know.
There's like an extra step in the process that probably takes away some of it, but they're great. I feel good.
It's bad. It's good, but it's bad.
Yeah. I think like body image is different from person to person, but social media has just really ramped it up.
Ramped it up. But I also feel like, yes. But I also feel like then it's also given me more access to people that do look like me.
Hey.
Right? Like more people that are, we'll call them mid-sized queens that are not tiny.
Or kings.
Or kings. that are not tiny but not plus size. So like I flirt between like the 12 to 14 range mm-hmm. of clothes, and 12 to 14 is literally in the middle.
Yeah,
because I can't fit plus size, it'll be a little baggy, mm-hmm. but then I can't fit regular size because I can't button them.
Yeah,
or I can't, it's so like too tight.
You're a floater.
I'm a floater, mm-hmm. depending upon, you know,
the brand,
whatever. And it's like frustrating because I'm like, oh, I don't want to have to order all this stuff and then return it. Mm-hmm. So finding people that look like you online to see like what they're buying, how it fits their body versus the size two
That's
person,
so smart. Yeah.
on the website has been kind of helpful. And also seeing people embrace their bodies has made me, I think, embrace my body better as well, especially after having birth and your body changing
so much. And I will say that's something that I've like noticed about you, and I really like envy about you, and I'm so like proud of you because you
Thanks.
Just like you just rock whatever at any time.
Yeah,
you're like, this is me.
Yeah.
And I love that so
Thanks.
Much. Like going to the beach last year, you were like, what's up, running the beach, and I'm sitting there in my chair like, I don't want to get up. You Wait, were.
Let's be clear. I was not running.
No, she was chasing the children who were being unruly, but she's out there doing it. She looked great.
I was light jogging mm-hmm. at best. Mm-hmm. It was just a short. Like, I don't want people to think I run beaches. That's not the case.
That is not the look we are going for.
That is not anything.
No.
You can catch me doing it anytime.
But I do.
But yes, I was out there. I was jogging around. Living life.
And I was in my chair like
jumping some waves.
Yeah. And I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's important. And it's good for the kids to see just people having fun. And
yeah. I feel like you're like.
What?
You're like, yeah, Bridget's fat ass was just running around the beach. It's so good to see the kids. Somebody so unhealthy. Just so comfortable in their own skin.
No, I meant you were just out with the kids the whole time.
I know you don't think
like
that.
Shit.
I know, I'm kidding.
Like, you were just, like, living your best life the whole day. And I'm like, I'm going to be in this chair. Hi, kids.
I was at the beach.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a good day.
I was like, and
we were toasty. We had a sunburn.
Yeah.
We were both pretty, like, sunburned.
Sorry.
We got ice cream after.
Sorry, Laura.
I know.
Yeah, it was great.
It was a great day.
And it wasn't that crowded. When did we go? September? Why was it not crowded?
I think it was the beginning of September, yeah.
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 It's nice.
But speaking of your social media and people who are just great about showing who they are mm-hmm. in the way they want to be and yeah. just being very open, that brings us to our
Unbothered Baddie
of the week. We have Sarah Nicole Landry. Her handle is @thebirdspapaya on Instagram.
Which is a really cool handle.
Yeah.
Like, how do people think of cool handles?
I don't know. I mean, the Unbothered Moms is kind of cool.
I mean, it is cool. But I'm saying, like, that's her, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her
I don't
schtick.
Know. The Bird's Papaya. Yeah. Just makes you want to...
But you've probably seen her around. She's blonde. She's beautiful. She's very real and open about her body and the issues she's had with her body. And
she doesn't have a quote-unquote perfect swimsuit Sports Illustrated body,
and she'll show you all of it if mm-hmm. you go to her page, and she'll show you how also things aren't as they look.
Mm-hmm.
She'll wear like an outfit and then be like, but this is me under the outfit.
Yeah,
like, and I love that, and I think it's so important to be real. And she talks about like she found a man that she can be herself with
mm-hmm.
and be completely open and vulnerable and rare with him, which I think is super beautiful and important.
Yeah, for anybody,
for anyone,
just to find a partner that accepts you
for you, because we all are just who we are. And I feel like there's so many of us who are trying to strive for something that's unattainable,
either unattainable or like, I've also seen some of the prettiest people I've ever met are not that interesting.
Not that interesting, or they are the most unhappiest.
Or they're boring.
Yeah.
I'd much rather be
interesting. Or they're not happy because they want to be beautiful.
They're so focused on that.
They're so focused on that and go to the gym 1,000 hours a day. Or just like, how do I look today? And it's like, it becomes like consuming.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So here's to being mediocre. Just kidding. We're fucking not. Here's to being above average.
I'd consider myself.
We're above average.
I would consider.
We are above average. Just say it with me.
Okay, we're above average.
Thank you.
At what?
Life in general.
Okay.
Not, I'm not saying in looks and body and anything, just above average in general.
My looks, I'm for sure above average. That was
that was
never in question.
If it comes down to like your standards, we're gonna go average.
Wait, the standard I hold myself to, or that I hold the people I date to? Those are different, unfortunately. We're working on it.
You're like doing really well.
I'm doing a lot better.
You are like kicking ass right now, and I'm happy to say that.
Thank you.
You're not as big of a mess when I met you.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. We're doing well here.
That girl was a little messy.
I mean, coming out of divorce, you should be.
Yeah.
It happens.
Messy.
Mm-hmm. But I think just in general, this topic is kind of just to say we're all in this together. We all have our issues.
We're all in this together.
Is that a song?
Oh, my God.
Tell me who sings it.
The High School Musical cast?
Never.
So, listen. This has been a long, like, debated topic in all of my friend groups. I have many friend groups. I didn't have Disney growing up as a child because, guess what? We were a one-income household with a mechanic salary.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't happening, okay?
Yep.
We didn't have the money. And then I meet people along my life. And they're flabbergasted that I never saw certain Disney Channel movies or TV shows like Lizzie McGuire, High School Musical. So I've really taken it upon myself to educate myself on the things that I missed when I was growing up. And one of them being the High School Musical soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my story.
Happy for you.
That's that.
Okay. Topic Thunder. Coming up.
We gotta find a sound for this, like to intro it, because my editing skills are getting pretty good. Wouldn't you say my editing skills are getting better?
She's actually a great editor.
What's that?
Recent mood changer. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Because I feel like you have something other than books.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about it. No, I was gonna say I feel like you have something because you've been like in a better mood, so there's something happening. Something's going on, you guys.
You know what's actually
Hear about it. So we just spun our wheel of topics, and she landed
on Topic Thunder, if you will.
Topic Thunder, and she landed on recent mood changer.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. What has changed your mood recently? What are you doing? Because you seem a little happier. Your skin seems a little bit dewier.
Wait, really?
Yeah, literally.
Interesting. So I stopped dating.
Straight up. Uh-huh.
That is stressful to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go from getting courted rarely or courting somebody else, as my situations have been. And it's a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they want to maybe talk to you when you're free. It's like I work remotely. So I'm constantly juggling. Even if I don't have meetings that day,
mm-hmm.
I have shit I have to do
mm-hmm.
and get done. I have projects I'm on, stuff like that. And then I felt like compelled, like every second I was like free to like call or text or like, I don't want to call or text anybody that much. Minus mm-hmm. like my friends.
That's a lot though.
Like, but I'm getting to know somebody, like mm-hmm. I just can't do that. And it's been great to not have to think about anybody else except for myself and my daughter.
Hey.
And maybe that's why I.
You do. You're lighter.
Lighter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably it. Because I am not dating. I do not intend on dating. If the only way I would date somebody in the here and now is they would have to check a lot, like all the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And bring something to my life that already doesn't exist. And lucky for me, there's a lot of things that already do exist. I'm not really missing a lot
of things.
You're
not missing a lot.
So good luck, I guess. Like,
and I feel like it also would have to be a very natural, like organic meeting.
And
because
would,
you're not out
yes,
there
I'm
trying
not,
to meet.
Not
so
on any apps.
Have to be like,
yeah.
I bumped into you at Whole Foods.
Right. Oh. So that's something that mm-hmm. I really fucked up the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Whole Foods on a random Tuesday. It's near a not like super cheap gym, but not super expensive gym. So it's like kind of my people
mm-hmm.
of like the membership is like affordable, but like a little, it offers a little bit more than the normal.
More than
like
Planet Fitness.
Right. So it's not Planet Fitness. And I go to Whole Foods, which is kind of a bougie store, but I was in the area. So I was like, let me stop and get a couple things. I saw no less than 5 very attractive men. Mm-hmm. And I looked like I had literally just crawled out of the sewer in the parking lot.
I was going to say a troll
to go
under a bridge.
Shopping. Literally. Mm-hmm. What
so
a
that's,
mistake.
That's that. And see, you're not on apps anymore.
No.
So a day that you might feel like you want to meet someone,
right,
just go to Whole Foods.
But I also didn't want to meet anybody.
That's amazing.
Because I was getting ready for Vanderpump Rules. And then after that, the Valley. And I had an agenda for the night.
You're like, I'm
and
fine.
So
I don't need anyone.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, maybe I just like flirt.
I
and
like
look.
That though. I like that because I see it definitely a shift in you of just being lighter.
Interesting.
And
that's good to hear. Thank you.
Yeah. Of just like not caring so much about bullshit.
Yeah.
And I think if it does happen, it'll be like I said, an organic meeting. Yeah. And it will feel better to just be like, hey, I met this person.
Yeah.
Instead of feeling like, oh, this person texted me again.
Right. Or like, oh, I have to respond in a timely fashion or they're going to text me again.
Uh-huh.
Why are we doing that, people? Mm-hmm. Can we not do that?
I know.
Let people live their lives. Everybody's busy. Everybody has their shit.
I know. But as someone, for me, I mean, just in general with people, mm-hmm. even though I'm the worst with like texting, but if like I'm trying to get a hold of someone, like, and they don't get back to me, I'm like, did I do something?
Okay, yeah.
I'm one of those, though.
That's probably how most people I'm dating
that's
are.
That's how they feel, though, because they like yeah. you, and they want you to respond. Oh, and when Jesus. You're like, took me 8 hours to respond, they're like, she doesn't like me. So,
well,
thank
maybe
God,
I don't,
I'm
I
not
guess.
Out in that world, but good luck.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm good.
You're good. We love it.
Yeah. I'm just having fun. Like, went out for a St. Patty's Day little bar situation. Mm-hmm. Flirted. Got asked out to dinner.
Yeah.
Said no.
Yeah, I love that.
But it's fun. Just.
We're just two gals getting ready for summertime bodies.
Yeah, trying to build my confidence every downturn of a date mm-hmm. at a time.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So here's to everyone who has their own body image issues. We are here for you. We have our own as
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody does.
Everyone
too.
Does. And we support you. We love you. Just know that you're not alone.
You are not alone.
I'm here oh. with you.
Yep.
All right, we're done.
I like that one. That's a good one. Well, Michael Jackson.
Thank you for spending this time with us. We really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Please like, share, subscribe with your friends for all the behind-the-scenes content. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at The Unbothered Moms. We'll catch you next week. See ya.